ever twisted by the pool? I don't know. Lots of running and tag and all that stuff, but not much twisting.
Not much twisting. No. Twisting was done by the time we started having kids. We want to talk about some tricks and tips for securing the purity of your swimming pool water in this time of year where generally the pool becomes the highest degree of maintenance all year long. So I'm not going to participate in this conversation because then I'll be held accountable at my house for all the things I don't do at the swimming pool. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to the pool expert at the Romero household. That would be my wife, sweet Jennifer. She's the pool gal.
Oh, so you're going to throw me under the bus?
Well, you know, you do such a good job. I start talking about things you should do and not do. Chances are it's going to be put back on my plate. I like the fact that it's on your plate.
Ah. Well, our writer started the article this week by saying it's not a DIY project, but I said, Susan, Rosie's told the whole world I'm his pool girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can take care of your own pool. I know a lot of people who do. I will tell you, my pool looked really rough this week. I was at another friend's house yesterday, and they do their own pool, and it was green. And it probably cost me $450 worth of chemicals to get it back to where it needed to be. So, you know, if you are taking care of your own pool, it's like having a plant. You can't just leave it. You know, it has to be fed and cleaned and all that kind of stuff. It is, but it's, if you stay on top of it, it is not a huge job. And, you know,
maybe it can turn on you so fast.
It can. And this time of year, there's so much that comes in with the rain. So the green and the yellow algae, they can pick up really quick. And the yellow algae, if you get it right away and get the right chemicals and brush, it'll keep it from going into, you know, the plaster or the surfaces of your pool. So all that being said, it's really important to have a little reader kit, you know, for the content of the water. Or, like I do, I use my local pool shop, and I take my water in there, and they say, oh, Jennifer, you need a little this and a little that. And I'll say, load me up. So it is, you know, it is nothing to be taken lightly. And the chemicals, you know, they need to be stored properly, cool, dry place. And, of course, you don't want them to be around your children or anything, so. You know, there's a little bit something to it. And if you don't want to have to worry about it, pool service is not that expensive. And then you don't have to think about it.
And I always thought kids were the biggest problem around keeping a pool sanitized and clean. Then I came to the conclusion, no, it's grandkids. But now, as empty nesters, it really is dogs.
You don't even like to get in the pool. That's the funny thing.
Man, no, I don't. I am not a swimming pool person.
But we did find out something else about this. A simple thing for pools is, you know, if you have one of those little self-cleaning units that hooks to the, what do you call that?
The skimmer drain.
The skimmer. With hoses, flex hoses. They can look like they're in good shape. But I think ours, I lost track of time when you were away. But I think those hoses are probably 3 years old, and the sun diminishes the strength of them. So we tested our hoses for leaks, and there were none, but they were collapsing. So the motor was screaming for air. So it took us a while to find it, though, because that pinch was real way down in the skimmer. So if your hoses are old, it's $100 or so to replace the whole lot of them, and then you don't have to worry about you know, that happening.
And I was talking about this dog situation to a good friend in the pool business. He says, one clean dog in your pool is the equivalent of 12 humans. I said, well, my dog, 12 humans.
Per one dog. Wow.
And that's a clean dog. And when my dogs get in the pool,
they're not clean.
They're never clean. That's after they're digging through the oleanders and they're leaving a little mud cloud, you know. But
wow,
they kind of spend the afternoons getting out of that first level stair, and they just kind of lay in there for a little while and get up, shake off, and go back to digging. But one dog is equivalent to 12. So for all I've ever accused the kids and the grandkids of, I guess I have to just give it up, put that on the shelf. And
well, I would like to refer back to the article, because if you are looking for someone to do that for you, the article has some great resources and that you can go to websites to find reliable, well-trained pool people.
And that article you can find on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. You can also find it if you're down in Green Valley, in the Green Valley newspaper, in the garden section. Preventing a murky green pool. Just one of the newspapers we contribute to across the state every single week. We'll be back more talking about water. Stay tuned.